So Rabbi Sai, even though we are about to embark upon a new sugya, it's hard to say that we're really starting a new sugya because the saga continues. And much of what we've been discussing for the last week and a half, and hopefully will continue, is how to make sense of the statement of Chazal, one of the most basic fundamental statements of all of Maseches Pesachim, if not the most basic statement, and yet one of the most cryptic, one of the most controversial. And that is, of course, the phrase, the Raisim Bitu B'Yamasagi, that Min HaTorah Bitu Chometz does the trick. So nobody seems to question that, if that is true. But how it works, what the mechanics of what the Raisim Bitu B'Yamasagi are, Kemerchik Mizuch V'Mairiv. So the two basic approaches we've spent so much time on is Rashi, the Rambam, that's understanding as Exeris Akos of Tashpisu, and the Midach Gisi of the Bali HaTesis, that is based on Hefker. And now we're about to embark upon a third possibility, and that's the view that's taken by the Ramban. Just think the chashivas of the Heligi Ramban, that the Ramban got an entire sugya dedicated to himself. It means it's only because of these couple of words in the Ramban, this hagdar of the Ramban, that warrants an entire sugya. And as we've seen, both in terms of Rashi's approach and Tosfos' approach, that when we speak about Midaraisa Bitu B'Yamasagi, we are not limiting ourselves to Maseches Pesachim, but we have to understand Maseches Bav Metzia and other Maseches that deal with Dinei Mamonos, because the principles that we're invoking are very heavy-duty rooted in Dinei Mamonos, and the Ramban is no exception to that. The Ramban is very, very much related to sugyas in Dinei Mamonos. So let's see if we can get a little bit of a better understanding of what's going on B'Shittas Ramban. So in order to appreciate where the Ramban is coming from, we have to appreciate what the Ramban was rejecting. And we know first and foremost, the Ramban was the biggest rejecter of Shittas HaTosfos. The Ramban was the biggest Baplukta against Tosfos. The Ramban was from that group of Rishayim that was later extended by the Ram, to pile Kasha on Takasha on Takasha against the Shittas HaTosfos. It can't be that Bittul is Hefker. It cannot be regular rules of Hefker, because it doesn't have any of the characteristics of Hefker. Bittul is Belev, Hefker is not. Hefker is a certain Lashon, Bittul is a different Lashon. The whole thing just doesn't fit. And then you may remember back, the Ramban had another powerful kasha of how can you do Bittul on Shabbos? Because the Befeirish, later on, the Zayin, the Bittul on Shabbos, the Bittul on Shabbos. Whoever had to be Mafker on Shabbos. So we spent a lot of time addressing and trying to deflect that. Does that, what does that mean exactly? You can't be mafkir, you can't be mafkir in Shabbos. Is there mutter be mafkir in Shabbos? Also around the mitzvah, we spoke a lot about that in the past. So to say that the Ramban was aligned with Shittas HaTosfos is clearly not a true statement. But says the Ramban, let me tell you what I think Bittul really is all about. Says the Ramban, Alakachani Oimer, Bittul works because it's mafkiyah the shem chametz. It transforms it into offer. This is eerily familiar to Rashi. But then Ramban makes a turn. The heter zeh midiver Rabbi Shmuel who di Amar shnei dvar min b'shusa shel adam yasana koskei dem b'shusa. Zabdur Ramban, the whole institution of Bittul is predicated on the assumption for Rabbi Shmuel teaches us in the Vav Amabez. Rabbi Sai, I cannot even begin to tell you the anticipation we have to start to feel looking forward to the Vav Amabez. Because by the time we finally get to the Vav Amabez, we're going to know hopefully so much about the Vav Amabez, we have to find new things to learn in the Vav Amabez. But don't worry, hang in there, Rabbi Sai. Says the Ramban, all eyes are on the Vav Amabez. All eyes are on Rabbi Shmuel, Shnei Dvarim, Ere B'Shusa Shel Adam. And says the Ramban, lulei, that observation of Rabbi Shmuel, that reality of Rabbi Shmuel's din, that Ere B'Shusa Shel Adam, Bittul Chometz really wouldn't exist. So the starting point for Bittul Chometz is the institution of Rabbi Shmuel. What does this mean? The Ramban continues. Lema, the Kevan Shelo Hikpida Teira, what the Torah doesn't want is that we should have chometz in our rishus. The isuri hana inin moment. Isuri hana not moment. For lo kamin be'lacha. Isuri hana by definition are not called lacha. B'dinu shlo yavra lo b'klo. So the starting point is there should be no isur by Rav Emotzi. Because Bayram and Motzi is a contradiction in Emet, it's a steam in terms. The Torah says you can't own chametz. And the same Rebbeinu Shlomo had gezocht, you can't be nana from chametz. By saying that you can't be nana from chametz, by creating a chalashem of Yisrael Hanah, that's tantamount to saying it's not yours, because we all know Yisrael Hanah can't be yours. That's impossible. Yisrael Hanah can't belong to you. Why that is, I have no idea, but hang into Davav. So says the Ramban, licked in the parish of Yisrael Hanah of chametz is Avkor Mishusoy. So obviously, why you go by Rabbi? Which is basically Rabbi Shmuel's statement. So what's the answer to Rabbi Shmuel's statement? I saw a koskel mishusel. So listen how the Ramban, every word of the Ramban is kodesh kadoshim. Ela shatar asal kilu mishusel, lavra lo bishten lav. That's Rabbi Shmuel's statement. But now the Ramban elaborates on Rabbi Shmuel. The Ramban explains, what's the nature of asal koskel mishusel? What is that all about? If push comes to shove, it's not yours. So what does it mean, aso? What's the longest of aso? Says the Ramban, here's the point. The essence of Bayera is that even though it's not yours, in Chosh Mishpat it's not yours, you know why the Torah is aso, kosav kil b'shuso? Because in your heart and soul, you want it to be yours. You can't have it to be yours, but you want it to be yours. So in terms of real rules of bialis, according to the legal code of Chesh Mishpat, it's not yours. You can want from today till tomorrow, it's not yours, because Yisrael and Ha don't belong to you. The nature of the Yisrael Vayera is your desire for it to be yours. You want it. Daita Allah, right? You keep on plotting for this pizza to be there. I want this pizza to be there. I'm not so chutzpah dik to want to actually eat the pizza on Pesach. That course I don't want to have. But I want that pizza. Lefikach. Since the whole nature of Asa Kosev is your desire, if the problem emanates from your desire, then the solution is provided by your desire as well. Lefikach, Zakti Ramban. Zeh sheheskimai daitai ledas toira v'yotza levapla shleba din maman asher mutzi b'shusa l'gamre shuvin over alav. The loy karina be'lecha kim chivasi en rotzi b'kiyumai. Who here read this Ramban? Who here understood the amkus from the Ramban? The Ramban just gave you a taich in what Asal Koski Meshusan is. Asal Koski Meshusan, that's just a gzeirsa kosev. It's not just saying to the guy, you don't really own it, but tough luck. You know, you're over anyway. No. The Torah says to the fellow, you don't really own it, but you think you own it. You make you believe you own it. In your heart and soul, you're acting like you own it. You don't really own it. The nature, Yisr by Rav Emotzei, is the make-believe ownership, is the make-believe machshava. The machshava to l'mal of remeir in din imamenis, that's what Bayera is making believe that you own the chametz. Now we understand, that's the problem. How do you rectify the problem? By agreeing to Rebbeinu Shlomo, I'm on your side, I'm on your team now, I don't really own the chametz, and let me show you how serious I am about not owning the chametz. Chachamim v'chamim yadil dibadma ka'af v'di'ara. It's like the dust of the earth. Any rates of a kiyumai. It's garnish, it's meaningless to me. Buddha Ramban's phrase, he's schema daito ladas of Torah. Wow, that's like a mashkiach and yeshiva speaking. That's like a chadish elul drasha. It's a din. Maskima daito ladas of Torah is the rectifying of the problem by Uriah, because mi'ikaron, you never really owned it. Your make believe thinking, your mindset of thinking that you owned it is the problem. Solve that make-believe mindset, and then you're back to square one. Yisrael Hanah, not yours. That's the secret of Bitul B'Yom HaSa'agi. So Zok the Ramban, B'Dirayis Bitul B'Yom HaSa'agi is not hefker, not by a long shot. Tashbisu, the Ramban has not yet said the word Tashbisu. I haven't heard the word Tashbisu yet. You know what it is, Zok the Ramban? It's a simple logic. Chazal figured it out very, very simply. Because they looked at the Yisrael by Rabbi Motze. They realized Rabbi Shmuel's dilemma of Eina B'Shisa Shel Adam. They realized what the nature of the Yisrael by Rabbi is. And then they came up with the solution, this rectification, to Poshet Svaru, Lamli Kras Svaru. That's what the Rais of the Yom HaSagi is. It's a maskim daito l'das ha-teira. Ad ken divir Rabbi. So Rabbi saying, there could potentially be a lot of confusion in this matter. Because if I were to ask you, On the one hand, we have a Gemara of Dala, but the Rice of the Ramasagi. On the other hand, we have a Gemara of Fav on the Beis that says, Shnei Dvaminim Shashladim or Bishmol statement. Do you think there's any connection between the two? Do you think Dav Dala depends on Dav Vav? Before you saw this Ramban, what would you have said? Let's think through the Shitas. Do you think Dav Dala depends on Dav Vav? Do you think that Rabbi Shmuel has to be true? What if Rabbi Shmuel wasn't true? Imagine, don't think up the curses. Maybe it's not true. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel's statement is not true. Maybe Dav Vav doesn't exist. Maybe you go to a yeshiva that never made it past Dav Dala. Could you learn Dav Dala without knowing Dav Vav? What do you think? Let's walk it through. According to Rashi, is there any problem in learning Dav Dala without Dav Vav? According to Rashi, what's the source of Bittul? Says Dav Tashmisa. What did Rabbi Shmuel for? Rabbi Shmuel may be right, maybe he's wrong. I couldn't care less, Rabbi Shmuel says. The Tosaf says Tashmisa. Tagamukla says Tavatlun. The old school says the Bottle have a care for the Arab. I'm good to go. What did Rabbi Shmuel for? According to Tosis, that Midiraisim get to be Amasangi means you're maskier the Chometz. It's Cheshim Mishmutz, Dinim Amritz, Yatzim Mishusa, it's Chomishal Achayim, is that Lecha? Do you need Rabbi Shmuel? What did Rabbi Shmuel for? If I'm maskier, what would I keep me maskier my car? I need Rabbi Shmuel to tell me to be maskier my car. So the Lecha Rebbein Lerashi, Rebbein Lerashi says there's no need for Rabbi Shmuel. Bittul could exist in its own, Daftal could exist in a vacuum, doesn't need Daftal. Who was the first Rishon to tell us? That's what Jeremy's going to answer in a minute, right? Who was the first Rishon? I'm guessing what you're saying. Who was the first Rishon to tell us that Dav Dala means Dav Vav? That you wanted to say? Who was the first Rishon to tell us that Dav Dala means Dav Vav? Nish Rashi, Nish Taisvis. Who was the first one?
Ramban.
Nish Ramban. That's a tricky question. I fell for my trick. Who was the first Rishon?
The Ron,
back at the Aleph from an Aleph, back in Bergenfield days. Remember back to Chodesh Elul, when we were saying Shir the Shul. Who remembers that Ron? The Ramba, the Ron was basically a Hefker man. The Ron liked the model of Tosfos as Hefker. Except the Ron never had three kashes. Come on, Chazar. No? Some guys want a Chazar for a Bechina. So let's make believe we have a Bechina. No? What are the three kashes of the Ron? How can you say it's Hefker? No, give me the kashes. It's here. Come on, guys. Come on. It's here. Yeah.
It's not all
Hefker. It's, yeah, using the wrong washing, right? Using the wrong. That was Tosfos' cash. The Ron had three attacks. The what? Hefker needs Dibur, and it was Malayev. Number two, the Lashon was the Shvach Lashon. And according to Rabbi Yaisi in the Dara, in the fourth barrack, someone has asked to pick it up in order for the Hefker to be Chal. So the Ron said he had three bomb kashas against the Hefker Mahalach. Nebuch to answer all three kashas. What did the Ron answer? It's Hefker, but we can water down the process of Hefker. Normally Hefker is azar conditions, azar prerequisites. You need adibo with the Lashon Hefker, with the nichnas of shesachayrim, azar halachas. And here we can be a little bit more lenient. We don't have to be so strict. You're a little bit more, you know, lax in our definition of Hefker. Why? What did the Ron say? Because.
Not really. Good.
Because Rabbi Shmuel. Right? Who remembers that Ron? The Ron says Rabbi Shmuel. So the Ron invoked Rabbi Shmuel to change the rules of Hefker. Between you and me, did anyone really understand that Ron? We spent so much time, I still don't understand. And the Monim Shach. And the Yes Hefker Nish Hefker. Just because it's a fake Hefker, but I don't understand. If the goal is to make it a Hefker, what is the fact that it's a fake Hefker? How does that translate to me? If you don't need Diva? I never really understood the Ron. The Kabbalah, the Ron, Heilige Ron said it. The Ron took the whole page to tell it to me. So the Ron said it, the Ron said it. So the Ron was the first one to invoke Dav Vav to explain Dav Dala. Does Tosfos really need that Ron between you and me? Do you think Tosfos really believed in Ron? Do you honestly think that the Balei HaTosfos and Dav Dala thought that the only justification to say Hefker was because the Ron was right, because Rabbi Shmuel was true? I don't believe it, and I'll tell you why. I don't think the three kashas were so convincing. I mean, I'm saying, I don't believe Tosfos was bothered with any of the kashas. The kasha that Bittul is Balei, first of all, what? That's such a kasha, but we're not even sure that's true. Who remembers? Remember, there are some Yisharim who say bittul requires bepeh. I think says belibo. What does libo mean according to some Yisharim? It means you have to say it loud. Number two, the loshen is shvach. Such a shvach loshen. And after the hour, it's like a synonym for hefker. It's such a terrible loshen. I, Rabbi Yosi, the hilchot tana, the hilchot sheet of Rabbi Yosi. Beinenu, we don't pasuk Rabbi Yosi. And Rabbi Yosi doesn't even pasuk Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara says that it's not even what Rabbi Yosi said. There is no such shita. Problem is, the guy never learned Nedarim, never learned the fourth parak of Nedarim. He only learned Tzachim Nef Aleph. So he's convinced that that everybody under the sun holds, you need Knis Lashus HaZoicha. And then when you learn Nedarim in the fourth parak, you come to the realization, nobody said it. There was one fleeing Havamina B'das Rabbi Yosi. Nobody really held that way. So I personally don't believe that the Bali HaTaisis and Dav Dalid, who were subscribers to Hefker, even bought into the Rans, watered down Hefker. I believe they were perfectly okay calling it regular Hefker and calling it a day. And I'm being Uriah from Taisis that were right. I don't believe the Bali HaTaisis needed the watered down Hefker story. I'll tell you why. Who's being Uriah from Taisis and Dav Dalid, they were not believers in the Rans theory. You know, this is a question you asked. Taisus asked the Kasha, how could it be Hefker? What? Who remembers? Anyone remember that Kasha? Don't you need what? A Hefker what? Bifnei Gimel. Remember that Kasha of Taisus? Didn't we just talk about that all day yesterday? Don't you need a Hefker Bifnei Gimel? And what did Taisus say? Oh, don't ask me any Kasha, because that's what? That's only what? No. That's a Chulim Adir Rabban. But in terms of Lema, would have been a Deraisa, Taisus would have said, we're finished. A goose is cooked. Apshad is dead. Lo yitzuya that they couldn't have come up with this kinage of their ice versus their abonim. The fact that Hefker needs three, Bittel does have three, the game's over. According to the Ran, the game's not over. According to the Ran, this would have been the fourth extension of a watered down Hefker. If we watered down Hefker, you don't need Dibur, watered down Hefker, you don't need the Alache. If we watered down Hefker, you don't need a Lashon Hefker, you don't need three either. So I'm pretty convinced that the Bali HaTaisis never heard of this Ran. Bali HaTaisis is sitting in France in the 1100s, and they're the ones who came up with this. They're the ones who can credit with this idea of Bittul Mishum Hefker. In their mindset, they were these kashas, weren't even gayers, these kashas. The only kasha HaTaisis ever to come up with is half-day kasha about Bittul Hefker Bifnei Gimel. But HaTaisis didn't have any qualms about the other kashas, never heard of the kashas. The Hilig HaRan, 150 years later in Spain, is sitting around and reading the words of Bali HaTaisis and saying, wait a second, we have problems. This is not half good. This is missing all the pieces. So the Ran formulated this idea that all depends on the above. But in the pure world of Taisis, I don't believe that you need Rabbi Shmuel B'chlal. So Rashi didn't need Rabbi Shmuel for Bittul to go through. Taisis probably didn't need Rabbi Shmuel for Bittul to go through. The Ran did, and the Ramban does. So, a person could theoretically make the following mistake and think, oh, the Rad and the Rabban are on the same team. They both need Rabbi Shmuel in order for Bittul to be explained, right? Are they on the same team? Who thinks the Rad and the Rabban are on the same team? They are similar in that they're both invoking Rabbi Shmuel, but they are about as far away as two human beings could possibly be. Because whereas the Ran was invoking Rabbi Shmuel to explain why we're watering down the standards of Hefker, and you need a lower level of Hefker, the Ramban is not even mityachis to Hefker. The Ramban is the biggest anti-Hefker person around, because the Ramban says, give me Machfir Shabbos, the game is over. The Ramban is using the same Rabbi Shmuel to help him formulate his new fangled understanding of Bittul Chometz, which has nothing to do with Hefker, but Chalau. His understanding, Bittul Chometz is maskim dat al dasa tari. That's Nishkin Hefker. That's Bechlal that Hefker. So, if I ask you at the end of the day, are the Ramban and the Ran on the same team or not? What's the answer? What do you think the correct answer to that question is? Are the Ramban and the Ran on the same team? The answer is, it depends what your defining team is. If you're defining the same team as being that Dav Dalet is dependent upon Davav, then the answer is a resounding yes. If you're asking whether the Ramban and the Ran understand that the mechanics of Bittul are identical, the answer is a resounding no. So it's fascinating that both the Ramban and the Ran invoke Rabbi Shmuel, albeit Lagamri, Kebech and Mizuchim Rai, Lagamri, different model. Totally different model of what Bittul is all about. So we have really four different shittas in Rishayim here that are playing out. Just, we didn't even start the Sugya yet. We already have four shittas. Imagine when the Sugya ends. We have four shittas in Rishayim just what the ABCs are, the relationship between Davdal and Davov. Rashi, who holds that Bittul's Mishum Tashbisu, says, I don't need Davov b'cha. Tyson says, Bittul is plain, simple hefker, with Allah Kalalim of hefker, I don't need Davov either. The Ran, who says that it's a watered down hefker, is holding on for dear life to Davov. And the Rabban, who's a new kind of third Hagdar of Bittul is, Master Dad, Master Taira, he needs Davov more than anybody needs Davov. He needs even more than Ran needs it, because that's the very essence of what his Bittul is. It's Davov that enabled him to formulate his what Bittul is all about. The Ran didn't need Davov to formulate what Bittul is all about. The Ran needed Davov to save him from problems, because the hefka that he formulated isn't working. The Ramban needed Davov to formulate what Bittul is. The essence of Bittul is Maskin Bayat Dasatayra, which is ultimately the solution to Davov, to Rabbi Shmuel's help. Rabbi Shmuel's discovery. Everyone realized? Everyone realized the connection? Who here chapped all this before she started? Who here understands it now? A couple of thumbs up, hands up, nobody up? It's partial, right? We didn't do anything here, right? We barely got started. So they say, the Ramban, more than anyone else, even more than the Ran, is holding on mamish mamish for dear life to Davov. Rabbi Shmuel, everything depends on Rabbi Shmuel's statement. And now the Ramban starts to get a little bit nervous. You can see he's starting to backpedal a little bit. The Ramban poses a challenge that would seriously undermine his entire theory. Not everybody buys into Rabbi Shmuel. It's possible that not everyone buys into Rabbi Shmuel. How could someone not buy into Rabbi Shmuel? If the world isn't chametzer b'shisa shel adam, well, not so simple. Why did you think chametzer b'shisa shel adam? What was the underlying problem of Rabbi Shmuel? The Hilgi Rabbi Shmuel is sitting now 1,000 years before the Ramban. Rabbi Shmuel is sitting in Eretz Yisrael. He's writing this Braisa. He's thinking about this. We have no idea how long it took Rabbi Shmuel to formulate this. This could have been days. It could have been weeks. This was his innovation. This word, these words of Rabbi Shmuel carried the day. Shnei Dvarim Shish Shaladam. When you learn Baba Kami, you learn this thing as a Bor, you have to speak Rabbi Shmuel from Bor. You learn Pshachim, you got to look about it from Chometz. Rabbi Shmuel's formulating this Gevaldike Chiddush of Shnei Dvarim Shish Shaladam. What was bothering Rabbi Shmuel? What is it about Chometz that created a problem? No? Who's going to tell me? What? What created the problem? Yes, sir, I know, obviously, right? So now the Ramban's getting very, very nervous. You know why? Because believe it or not, not every Tana in the world holds Chometz as Asabana. There was a Halakha Tana, Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili is a fascinating Tana. We know he came from up north, came from the Galil. And the Gemara tells us, the Masechta Sevachim, that he finally arrived in Yavne. Yavne was down the south. And they didn't know who he was even. All of a sudden, this Hayyadik Tanner, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, came in as Achidushim and Teiris. And that other Tanoim were all marveling at the godless Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili was an Adam Golad Noid. He was a Malpunta of Rabbi Akiva. We find very often Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili are fighting with one another. So you're talking about the top of line, that Hayyadik Tanner, Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, you know what? I'm going to tell you something radical. Chometz and Pesach is not Rosh Hashanah. At least stop me not to. Chometz based on that osama. How did Rabbi Yosef really have the audacity to say such a thing? Rabbi Yosef really says a very simple statement: everything is but to prove an osama. V'shtei that chometz based on osama. Who was with us back when we learned pshachim last in yeshiva? Anybody? I don't think so. Asher, way before your time, right?
Yeah.
Before Kol Shah, okay. So we learned Kol Shah, I think 9 years ago. We learned Kol Shah. Most of you guys weren't in Bar Mitzvah yet.
I listen online.
Listen online, okay. So, the opening sugya in Kol Shah, I mean, not really the opening, but the first main thrust of Kol Shah is, the Mishnah says, Chometz HaPesach is Asbano, and all of me, where did that come from? So, you remember back to the Chavalef, there are basically two different opinions in Amoroyim, what the source that Chometz HaPesach Asbano is. There's Rabbi Abo, there's Chizkiya, we spoke a little bit about this last year, if I'm not mistaken. And the Gemara finally discovers the pasuk, but you know what, Rabbi Yosef, we lived both before Rabbi Yosef, before Chizkiya.
He was entitled to say that neither of those psukim actually mean anything, and therefore, Yosef Lee Taka stepped to his position. Come into Pesach is Taka not also done. I didn't say it's a butta logami, but Minatayra, it's not also done. Again, we don't pass like that, not a question, not a shaila. No, all the other Tanoim disagreed. Rabbi Yosef, as great as he was, he's not going to outvote all the other Tanoim. So we hold like the Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua and the Rabbi Tarifins, all the other Kedurbalos, but Azariahs, all the contemporaries of Rabbi Yosef Lee, who say, sorry, it's not true. Chomes Pesach is also by no Minatayra. So comes to Rabban and says, when Rabbi Yishmael says, Shnei Dvar Menei B'Shus Yishol Adam, what do you think Rabbi Yosef Lee would say to that? Do you think Rabbi Yosef Lee would buy into that? Hard to believe. Because Chomes Pesach is Buta B'Hano. So what do you mean Menei B'Shus Yishol Adam? By Rabbi Matz, that's such a chiddush for Rabbi Yosef Lee. So l'chora, before I saw this Rabban, I would have said, Enoch Inami. Rabbi Shmuel is representing the majority view of all his colleagues, all the other Tanoim, the Rabbi Akivas, the Chadoim. And in Ochanam, in the Yeshiva, Rabbi Yosef, if you lived in the Galil, if you're up in the north somewhere in Tiur, and you were going to visit Rabbi Yosef, the Yeshiva, they would not speak this language of Shnei Dvarim and Mishnah Shalom. The Ramban is very terrified of that outcome. Why is the Ramban terrified of such an approach? Because what would that lead us to believe if that would be true? If Rabbi Yosef Lili was a bar plukta against Rabbi Shmuel and never really bought into it altogether, then Rabbi Yosef Lili is basically saying, you know why you're over by Rabbi Matzeh? Because you own chametz. Chametz is yours, it's shalcha. No worse than anything else. No less than anything else. If that's true, that Rabbi Yosef Lili does not buy into Rabbi Shmuel, what else would Rabbi Yosef Lili not have to buy into? What else would he by definition deny? What else would Rabbi Yosef Lili for sure deny? If he denies Rabbi Shmuel, then what must he deny? What? What halachic principle must he deny? Pitul chametz. He can't accept pitul chametz. Because remember, the Ramban just told us this theory that pitul chametz is the heart and soul of pitul chametz is dependent upon Rabbi Shmuel. If Rabbi Shmuel falls, then pitul chametz falls. Remember, according to Rabban, Davdal is holding on for dear life to Davav. If Davav fails us, like it does according to Yosef Lili, then Davdal comes tumbling down. And therefore, you would be led to a conclusion that the Ramban says is very, very difficult, almost untenable in the eyes of the Ramban, that there's somebody out there who denies Bitul Chametz. His name is Rabbi Yosef. Now again, would that impact us lahalacha? Absolutely not. Would it impact us in terms of longness? Absolutely yes, because pitul chametz is not a universal principle. Now, it's already the end of October. We've been learning this for 2 months already, and everybody has been assuming pitul chametz works, but the Raisim, to be honest, the Gemara never said, all Rabbi Yosef, we were Michael and Amar. The Mishnah is talking about pitul chametz stuff on the test. Nobody says, all Rabbi Yosef, will be chaylek. So the Ramban just got himself into a corner. Because the Ramban connected Davdal Davav to such a degree, even more than the Ram connected him. And the Pashas of Yosef Lulu cannot even dream of applying it to Rabbi Shmuel. So then Rabbi Yosef Lulu denies Rabbi Shmuel, then by definition, by extension, he must deny Bittul also, and the Ramban has trouble swallowing that. So the Ramban is going to vow to attempt to walk the tightrope. He's going to be, it's about Moifes, the Ramban was not just a in halach, he's going to be on Kabbalah also. The Olam HaNiz, he's going to, Mamash going to make a Moifes. This is a Rebbe. He's going to make a Mamash about Moifes. He's going to show you that even Rabbi Yosef really could buy into Rabbi Shmuel, which is almost impossible for us to comprehend. But I just want you to appreciate why the Ramban had to do that. Nobody else felt compelled to do this. Rashi couldn't kill us. Rabbi Yosef Lulu, good. Taisa's good. Iran, I don't know, the good rabbi would be not sleeping too well either. But the Ramban who had the deepest and most powerful connection between Davav and Davdalit, the whole engine that's driving Davdalit is Davav, and somebody denies Davav, his name is Rabbi Yosef Lili, the rest of the deny Davdalit, I love you talking about, but see, B'chol HaShas, anyone should deny Bittul. But the Raisim of the Yabasagi has to stand up. Test of time, says the Ramban. Who here read this Ramban? Who here appreciated what the Ramban was part of? You see the pain in the Ramban? If they help the Ramban out, this push is in pain. Yeah, exactly. the Ramban said the only reason why this game works. What kind of joke is this? My bottle of water is kiyaf for the hour. What does that mean? A maskim daito ladas colon spring. What does that mean? What do the words mean? The only reason why this game works of I'm making believe it's not mine is because it really isn't yours. Remember, that's when we spent the first 10 minutes of the Ramban introducing that. The whole reason why Bittul works, the Ramban said it, Mamash Blach, why Bittul works because of Rabbi Shmuel, because the site of Rabbi Shmuel is Hatera Sot Rabbi Shusa, why? So the engine that's driving the Yisabai Ra is Daita Alav. The minute that you get rid of Daita Alav, then you're good. Then you're back to the starting point of Enoshalai.
So even if it's yours, if you don't have Daita,
but if it's really mine, so how does not having Das on it, my Bailus from it? Not having Das on something is not a Hafkof and Bailus. Not having Das on something is a Maskim Daita or Das HaTorah, and the Mela, the Chiddush Yisabai Ra doesn't apply to me. So the Mela, go back to the starting point if it's not mine. So the Ramban is terrified by that prospect. So the Ramban continues. The Ramban invokes another principle here. Comes the Ramban. The first one is Lacha. V'lomu v'ayil Rabbanim, says the Ramban. This is where he's beginning to show his terror at the prospect of somebody denying Davav. Loma v'ayel Rabban, according to Rabban, say comes off banal. Everything I said is for sure true. El afilo dirab yaseh glili. Even according to yaseh glili. Kevan shenis yaish mimenu mibnei yisuroi. Yotza mishusoi. The eibay din gazel. No, was up the Ramban, but he said Ramban just invoked a new principle. Just in case you haven't learned enough from Metziah, here's a new one. What did the Ramban just invoke? A sugya of what parak of Metziah? What parak of Metziah the Ramban referencing now? What? El Metziah! Come on, who here went to 7th grade? Who here learned El Metziah in 7th grade? Who here went to YNJ? Nobody else went to YNJ. Who went to Noam? We have boys already at that age already. 7th grade, Noam still existed by your days. Okay. Who went? You went to Noam. You were Noam. I'll tell you what you learned in 7th grade. You learned to have a Pesachim. Right? I told you how I know that. That's what I learned to say. Okay. In case you're interested, I was just cleaning out some stuff in my mother's house a couple days ago. And I found my report cards from SAR. In case anyone's interested, how I did it, I read Pesachim in 7th grade. Not that well, but we won't talk about that. Okay. All right, back to Esther, everybody say. I did well on the basketball team, but I didn't so well on Gemara. Rabbi say, back to our story. So the Ramban invokes an imagery from Eli Matzias, of Yush. And the Ramban says, I have another way to get this chometz to be out of your rishus. Remember, Rabbi Shmuel's aim is to get the chometz in Dini Mamanis out of your rishus. It has to be out of your rishus, really. It's really not yours in Dini Mamanis. And then a son of Kosser can be invoked. And then Maskim Dagdad Astar is going to save the day. That's the thrust. That's the goal of the Ramban right now. The trajectory of the Ramban's thought process is very simple. We have to pull out, yank out something in Dini Mamanis that breaks up the Cheshev Mishma relationship with this Chavetz. Then, Bayura kicks in. And the nature of Bayura is because you're attempting to show Bailas on it. And then, boom, Bittul's going to come and solve that problem. So, the missing link is the first link. What is that principle, the moments that got out of your shows in the first place? So, Bishlam, according to the Rabbana, what was it? According to the Rabbana, what was the first link? First link of the chain. How did it get out of your shows? Yisroel, I can't belong to you. But according to me, I said, really, the facts are wrong. The premise is incorrect. So what halachic mechanism can be mafkir rishus? Zok the Ramban, misyayish b'menev le'yisurai. You're misyayish from the chometz. And that's it. Because if it's Yaish of the Chometz, it's Yotze Meshusai. V'yayim b'din gezel, someone would steal that Chometz, that's not Gizeh anymore, but it's Yotze Meshusai. Like Yish of an Aveda, and the Ramban repeats that Moshe a little bit later on. It's a Mamash like a guy who lost an object with Yaish from it. Yish is a Bafkiya Meshusai. Kumpai Rabbi Matzit says, you're either anyway because you're making believe it's yours. Kamash will a bit though. And that model works even according to the view of Rabbi Yosef Lewy. That was the Ramban solution. Question would be the Sefer Leaf. Catch a question. Why is the guy Messiah Shemir of Nei Surah? What Isur exactly is forcing him to be Messiah from it? What's the Isur? If you were reading this Ramban, Messiah Shemir of Nei Surah, what's making the guy give up hope? So my initial reaction was, well, it's not the Yisra'el Nor Shema, because Rabbi Yosef Lewy speaking. It must be the Yisra'el Achim Shema, right? That's what you thought. You're right, but wait, try to follow my thought process for a minute. I thought the Yisra'el Achim Shema, right? Because I can't eat this chametz, so I must be, see, I don't want this chametz anyway. So I read this Ramban 20 times. I said, I don't understand. Since when is the person Messiah from Dvar Masur V'Yachila? I have Chazra, I have Medel, Satrevas, Dam, Chalev. I'm a siyash from them. Why am I a siyash? I'll feed it to my dogs. I'll sell it to the god. Well, why am I a siyash from them? What's the yush? Yush means that I don't have this anyway. I can't use it. It's a lost object. I'm never going to see the money anyway. Ech, I'm a siyash. So where's the yush? It's also be a chidah. What makes yush? This Rambam is bothering me. And then I realized I was wrong. Who said it before? I didn't catch who said it before. Who said before the Bayi Rav Imotzi? No? Let's hear it again. What is it? What does that mean? That means the Torah says you got to get rid of it. So I'm reading Parshas Bo'ot, it says get rid of it. I'm a religious guy. I don't want to violate the Torah. I'm going to get rid of it. Now it's true according to Yosef Lili, I could theoretically get rid of it in a great way. You know how? I could use it for firewood. Minotaur, right? According to Yosef Lili, I can't have it sit around and use it in a week from now, but I can get rid of it if I want. I can throw it to the dogs as long as it gets gone. As long as it's gone. But the mindset of chametz is I gotta get rid of it. So b'siyayish min of the surah. So catch this one. By Yerov Ayimotze is linking up one of the chain. Remember, we have three things that have to happen for Rabbi Shmuel to fly. We have to have one link that has to say, Didi Mominus, it's out of your Yerushus. Then number two, Kumpai Rav Imotze, and puts it back into Yerushus because it's Dait Chalav. And then number three, what happens? Then Bittu comes and rides in and solves the problem, the world's problems. Baskin Dain, that's a theory. That's the flow. That's the Rambam's theory. So according to the Rabbanan, the first link of the chain was obvious. The first step of the process was obvious. This is Noshabun. The Ramban is mechadish now that even according to Yosef Lili, you can get the ball rolling by simply invoking Yush. Invoke the Ma'al of Elitzis, back to 7th grade. We were wondering, what is it about Yush? Why are we in Yush exactly? So I erroneously said, because it's Asim Echir, that's ridiculous. But Jonathan said it was more correct. That the Bayi Rav Imotze is what created the Yush. So listen to this. By Rabbi Motze, is the Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitir? Or Pesha Hitir, Pesha Asa, the other way around. By Rabbi Motze, is what's Mafkiya, the Dina Mamun Shabai. By Rabbi Motze, is now Asa Paskim B'Shusai. And Bittul undermines the Asa Paskim B'Shusai and puts you back to where you started from, that it wasn't yours because it was Mufka de by Rabbi Motze. Who were your chapters when you saw this Rabban? Did you read this? Was this one the Rabban everything was saying? So again, a few nikudas. Hilgi Ramban is very cryptic. Ramban writes very, very short-handed. But you have to go into the mind, to the heart and soul of the Ramban. The Ramban all started because he didn't like Taisa Shita Bet Hefker. If we don't like Taisa Shita, we wouldn't have any of this Ramban. So the Ramban, they don't like Taisa Shita Bet Hefker. All his kashas against Taisa. Didn't like the Ran's solutions, Bechlal. Didn't think Rashi is necessarily correct yet. And the Ramban is searching for what Bittul is. Bittul is a Pashat Asvara. Bittul is the antithesis of Rabbi Shmuel's Asar Kosim B'Shusa. It attacks and addresses Rabbi Shmuel's concern of Asar Kosim B'Shusa by saying, Baskin Da'at Basatim. That's the goal of the Ramban, to get to that third point. In order to get to the third point, you have to start the ball rolling in the first point. You have to create what was Mafkir Adin Imamunus, Mikra Adin. So according to the Rabban, it's a sikh, the Yisrael Ashaboy. According to the Yisrael, it's much more difficult. And the Rabban is terrified to think that maybe somebody denies Bittul. So he has to come up with a model that works even in the worldview of Rabbi Yisrael. What's the model? Not the Yisrael Ashaboy, but the Bayruv and Motzi Shaboy that creates the Yish, and the Yish is the Mafkir Bishusai, and then the ball could roll the Rabbi Shimon. At Kan Dibi Rabban.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Can under the laws of years, can you be misguided something that's in your possession?
Oh my goodness. I was so nervous. Someone's gonna ask me that question. Oh yeah. I now have two paths in front of me. Either I can ignore the question and say, great kasha, and we'll talk about it when we learn about Matzia. Or I could say, okay, you just hijacked the entire shiur, and now I have to spend the next 15 minutes addressing that point. So, I'm torn what to do. Oh, the kasha was, wait a second, this is yush. You can be misyayish at something that's pishuscha? Really? When does yush work? I lost my wallet. I'm sitting over here and I lost my wallet somewhere. So the wallet's not Peshusi anymore. It's sitting in the middle of the street somewhere. But Yush and Davish and Peshusi, well, Shemana Lo, ain't it the Barkhaz? So that's your Kasha, right? New Rabbi say, we'll take a vote this year. We don't usually do this. Who here wants me to respond to this Kasha intelligently? Who here wants me to ignore this Kasha? I think the overwhelming row, there may be a mid hamotzi here, but I have a fan count of my guys in the shir, but I think the overwhelming row, bane with the tamidim on Zoom, bane the tamidim in live. So we'll make everybody happy. I will try to respond to this kasha, but I won't give the amount of time that's really due properly to respond to this kasha. But David, he asked the kasha. I want you to rephrase your kasha. Say it really loud, the guys can hear it. Scream it out. What's the kasha?
Can you be Messiah or something that's in your possession?
So he's just asking like an innocent question, right? Such a typical sticker guy, right? I don't mean to be in a good way. Can you be Messiah or something in your possession? Like as if I would just respond, yes, you can. You say, okay, great, let's move on, right? Who wants to add some oomph to this kasha? Who wants to really beef up this kasha and make it a kasha that's worth spending time on? No?
Me, Aisha's giving up hope. How can you give up hope on someone you know that's right in front of you?
Okay, but you're giving me a lumbus to the kasha, which may be correct, but I want to make this kasha really powerful. There is a rishon in the Elam Yetzias that says that you cannot be misyayish on a davar shebishuscha. Yitach cannot be misyayish on a davar shebishuscha. And you know what that rishon is? Any guesses? It's a Mechames Hashem, otherwise known as the Ramban, in the Sechah Brech above Metziah, that is the Rishon that says that you can't be Messiah and Davashim Shusra. And if that is the case, that the Ramban Gufa was the one who held that you can't be Messiah on the Davashim Shusra, David's Kasha is significantly more serious. Because how is the Ramban invoking this parasha of Yush if this is goofy what the Ramban himself holds doesn't work? The Ramban is the biggest supporter of this idea that it just doesn't work. You can't be Yush. Does anybody know the context of that Ramban, by the way? Didn't talk about it in seventh grade? It's a Feresh Machamas. The Ramban addresses the following phenomena in Hilchos Hashavas Aveda. So you're doing a first of it appears in the Chafalim and Beis and Bamitzia, the ABCs of Eilu Mitzias. If I lose something and I wasn't Messiah yet and you pick it up and then a week later I'm Messiah, what's the deal? Normally, if Yush occurs, you're allowed to keep the Metziah. That's the ABCs of the Metziah. Abel Matias. Yush happens, you're allowed to keep it. Abel Matias Shalai. But here the order is reversed. Normally, Yush happens first, and then the other guy picks it up afterwards. Here the order is reversed. What's the din? Gemara says, Chaval from the base doesn't work. Yush doesn't work. That's a chaykhul ayavla. Why not? Why doesn't Yush work? Favosdit. Says Ramban, at the age of 18, the Ramban formulated this reason. The Ramban says, when I pick up an Aveda, two things happen. There's a mitzvah Sashomis Aveda, and something else happens. Who knows? What's the something else that happens when you pick up an Aveda? You become a what?
There's a law to ignore it.
I'm not allowed, I didn't violate that law. So let's say, is an Aveda that the guy was not Messiah Yisrael. I pick up the Aveda. I become a shomer on it. Not only am I mechuyev as a ritual mitzvah of Hashem Saved, not only chayev of chesed on the chaveray. Hashem Saved is not just chesed. Hashem Saved is mishpot. When I pick up that aveda, I become a shomer aveda on it. And as a shomer aveda, I have a certain degree of obligation. There happens to be a technical machlekes rabbi in Rabbi Yosef to what degree of a shomer am I. We know pasha shomer and pasha mishpotim. I'm either Shemachim or Shemesochar. Pashas, I'm a Shemachim because I'm not getting paid. And Rabbi Yosef has the breakthrough Chiddush that I'm a Shemesochar. Why? I don't know why. I am getting paid. How am I getting paid? What's my payment for being a Shomer Aveda? I'm not going to keep it.
Mitzvah,
you guys are too religious. I want 1,000 cents, guys. Come on. I need some money. Kesavianus go, what? Kavod? I want dinam ominous. Give me cash.
I pick up. For watching the object.
No one's paying me. No one's paying me. He's not going to pay me. Thank you very much for doing the mitzvah. He wants to be a nice guy. Pay me. He's not going to pay me. Why is every shomer aveid the shomer asochar according to Rabbi Yosef? I can use it. I'm a gazel. I'm going to use it. I'm watching your aveda. Taking care of your Aveda, and somebody knocks at my door and says, I'm making a chasana next week, I need some money, a chas kala. What do I say to the person? In a very nice way? I can't help you right now. You know why? Because I'm busy taking care of you guys' Aveda, and therefore I'm a what? I think it's a part of a mitzvah. So the money that I saved, a penny saved, how's the phrase go? A penny saved is a penny earned. I saved a penny and I have to give the guy a penny. What's that phrase called? The fact that I saved a penny and therefore it's either I got paid a penny. Who knows what that's called in halacha? Pruta de what? That's pruta de Rav Yosef. Anyone ever heard that phrase, pruta de Rav Yosef? Pruta de Rav Yosef is a sugya in the sixth peck of a kama. It's Rav Yosef's description of the fact that every Shemir Aveda becomes transformed to become a Shemir Sachar Nishkan, just a Shemir Chinam. Rabbi, Rav Yosef's contemporary, thought he's just a Shemir Chinam. Rav Yosef said, no, penny saved is penny earned. And therefore I become a Shemir Sachar. And the Gemara says that Rabbi also agreed to that idea, that a penny saved, a penny earned. It's just that, Lashchicha, the odds that at that moment I'm taking care of the Aveda, someone's going to knock on the door, is unlikely, and therefore I didn't be a Shemir Sachar. So the Machlekes Rabbi and Rav Yosef is not, does the Shomer Aveid become a Shomer? A Vada Shomer Aveid becomes a Shomer. That's not negotiable. The Machlekes was what degree of Shomer you become. Everybody agrees, if you get paid, you're X. If you don't get paid, you're Y. The Machlekes Rabbi and Rav Yosef is this called getting paid? It's a very, very fun kind of payment. It's a potential saving of money that may not even really happen. It's Lo Shchiach. But I'll call upon him, everybody agrees that a Shomer Aveid, once you pick up that Aveid, you become a Shomer. Says the Ramban, it is that becoming a Shomer that prevents the Yush HaBailah from taking effect. You know why? Once you become a Shomer is working for who? A Shomer is always working for the who? For the Mafkin. For the Bailah. Who's the Bailah? It's not really a Mafkin. Who's the Bailah? The owner of the Aveda. Once the Shomer picks up that Aveda is now halachically considered to be in whose Rishus? Whose Rishus is that Aveda in right now?
What?
It's Bishus. The Bailam. Because the Shomer are working. Yet Shomer can't have Bailam, Domi. So the shomer is now the extension of the violin. And this aved is now beveis ha'vailim. Sapir man, when something is beveischa, something is beshuscha, you can't be misya'ish from that. I can't be misya'ish from something in the middle of the street. I can be misya'ish something I lost in Times Square. I can't be misya'ish something sitting in my gemara is sitting on the table in my house. Ich bin misya'ish. Chalei Tzonis says the Rambam. Yish doesn't work in a davar shebeshuscha. So this was a Ramban tucked away in a Nuchamas, in Sech Bergabah Metziah. Probably most people wouldn't have known it existed. It's part of a long, long Ramban. It's very small print. Anyone over the age of 40 can't even read it anymore. So most people wouldn't have known this Ramban exists. But you know who brought this Ramban to life? The Ktzais. The Ktzais discovered this Ramban. And as Nefarias, he brought it out to the world, this Lander Ramban. So you're doing a first of Shittas Ramban that Yish doesn't work on a Davar Shebeshusay. So now, David's asking Kasha. Your Kasha before wasn't just, gee, by golly, it's a Davar Shebeshusay, how does that work? No, what you really meant to ask is, how can the Ramban himself sell you this model that Bittul Chometz is Yish the Aveda? How does that work? It's Bittul on a Davar Shebeshusay. The Chometz is sitting in front of you. The Chometz is sitting in your house. I don't care what the Ramban holds about Bittul and Chometz, you do or not going to kill us, but that's Beshuscha. So if the Chometz is Beshuscha, how could the Ramban invoke the bottle of Yush? That's a Kasha. That was a great Kasha, David. That's a phenomenal Kasha. I would have glad I thought of that Kasha also. That's a Kasha. So we're going to hold off for the terrors of that Kasha. Okay? Why don't we just get the guys' appetite going a little bit? Because we're going to come back, hopefully, to the Ramban as the sugya develops. There's going to be another dimension of the sugya that's going to come back to the words of the Ramban. But the kasha is a very, very powerful kasha. But again, let's understand and appreciate where the Ramban is coming from in terms of Bittul Chometz. So the Ramban did not go down the route of Aliyat Taisvis. The Ramban did not believe in any shape or form that Bittul Chometz is hefker. The kashas were too glaring. The Ran solution was not convincing. Rashi's pshat, the Ramban as of yet has never even heard of Rashi. He heard of it, but he's not Mesiachis to Rashi's pshat of Tashbisu. So the Ramban is looking for a new model for Bittul Chometz. All the previous models are all flawed. He's looking for a new model. The new model is Rabbi Shmuel. It's all an extension of Rabbi Shmuel. With the three-pronged process. He's got a first Dafkiyazan Mominus. Then you have to understand what a Sochas Meshusa means. And then once you mask him, died with Das HaTor, that undermines the subject shoes, then you're back to the lack of mominess. But the Ramban got into a problem because the whole void of Rabbi Shmuel is hinging on the fact that we have to mafkir the mominess first. If you're not mafkir the mominess, the game's over. So what mechanism, what method are we using to mafkir the mominess? So if you hold like the Ramban and Rabbi Yisraeli, the answer is simple. It's obvious. Tosafot Noah. Everybody knows that he saw a Noah in his Shalai, right? I mean, that's like a given. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that. Wait till the Vav. But the Ramban knew that. But then the Ramban got into a corner. He said, but wait, according to B'yei Segulili, it's not true. So the Ramban came up with this razzle-dazzle shukotari. No, even according to B'yei Segulili, it works. Even according to B'yei Segulili, it's Yush. And Yush is what is going to solve the world's problems. And now David's bomb calls. We're going to Yush to solve the world's problems. Yush doesn't even work. Okay, hang in there. For Rabbi Yisrael, the Ramban would not be Mesiachis to. The Ramban is screaming, nobody's going to undermine Bittul. Nobody under the sun, no Tana, no Meir, no Rishon, nobody's ever going to say, Midaraisa, Midaraisa, lo sagi. That's Kfira. Not literally, figuratively. You can't say such a thing, says the Ramban. And if the Ramban turned the Yisraeli upside down to make him fit into the model as well. What the Ramban was terrified to say, somebody did say. You know who the somebody was? The Sheikh Isaiah. Sheikh Isaiah said me atzmai. But the Ramban refused to even contemplate. But the Ramban was terrified of the Sheikh Isaiah says me atzmai. You can't have any tainas against the Sheikh Isaiah. He's against the Ramban. First of all, the Sheikh Isaiah every once in a while did disagree with Rishonim. But number two, the Sheikh Isaiah probably didn't see this Ramban. The Ramban, Chiddush Ramban, were not exactly popular at the time. All of Chiddush Ramban himself was all about 2.5 pages, and the Sheikh Zayi probably didn't have it. So the Sheikh Zayi raised the question, Me'atzmai, what would Rabbi Yosef really say to Rabbi Yishmael. What do you think Rabbi Yosef would say to Rabbi Yishmael? So the Shekhes Aryeh said that if you'd ask me, I would say Rabbi Yosef would talk about disagree with Rabbi Yishmael. You know, Chinami. Rabbi Yosef would talk about disagree with Rabbi Yishmael. Taka he did. Because Shnei Dvarim Eino B'Shus Shel Adam, the only engine that we have that's driving us to declare Eino B'Shus is Yisro Ano. Once Yisro Ano is removed, there is no other mechanism. There's nothing else to tell me Eino B'Shus Shel Adam. So as the Ramban went fishing and searching and came up with a new Shtichot Torah of Yisro Ano Yisurai, Shnei Dvarim says it's Taka not true. The question is better than the answer. The Ruch Anam could be a Siglili. Eino B'Shus Shel Adam Taka doesn't work. What in the world prompted the Shekhes Aryeh to say such a thing? And what are the ramifications of the Shekhes Aryeh? So even though, again, according to the Ramban, it's not true. According to the Ramban, what the Shekhes Aryeh is about to say is just not correct. The Heilig Shekhes Aryeh from G'dayli, G'dayli, Aylam, G'dayli, G'dayli, Echarenim. So we have to understand how his approach to the sugya was. How does Rabbi Shmuel fit into the worldview of Rabbi Isaac, really? So what prompted the Shekhes Aryeh, the background of the Shekhes Aryeh is one of our famous Gemaras we spoke about so many times already this year. It's the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Zayin and Aleph, where the Gemara speaks about the famous Talmud sitting in the basement. Remember we spoke about this guy? I think we spoke about him in the backyard in the back of our house one day, right? When we gave shir, back in old days. The Gemara is discussing the Talmud of Yosheb Beis HaMedrash, and he realizes Gevalt, he forgot to get rid of his chometz. So the Brei says, no big deal. Echad Shabbos, v'echad Yontif. Just be mevatel, let him finish. Gemara, what's the big deal? Well, you have to leave the Beis HaMedrash. The guy's in the middle of learning a Torah in Yevamos. And you forgot to mevatel your chometz. But I'm learning a Torah. You forgot to burn your chometz. But I'm learning a Torah in Yevamos. Mevatel, believe of a Torah. Leaving a Torah is also pretty important. Kind of the story like reminds me of, can you imagine? Imagine this playing out over here. Imagine a guy's in the middle of a Torah in Yevamos. And somebody comes and reminds him, oh, by the way, you got 16 pizzas sitting in your freezer. What do you think an average yeshiva guy would do today? What do you think his approach would be? He'd stop dead in his tracks in the Torah. He'd run home. Is that a bonfire? Is that a yeshivish bonfire? He pours lighter fluid onto the thing and it poofs, the whole thing would go up and say, come out, like, where are they? Well, he's so from be a chomet to be a chomet l'shreifa. He forget the taisus. So what does the Gemara say? No, don't forget the taisus. The taisus is more important. Sit in the taisus and just say, the bottom of the Rav Kippur, the imtaymar, v'yesh loymar, chamesh le'en asher patish tera sayin. Stick to the taisus. Forget to be a chomet. Be a chomet before you have a taisus. Reminds me of the story about Rav Steinman. So Rav Steinman was flying over Gibraltar. What in the world is Rav Steinman doing flying over Gibraltar? Goes back about 7-8 years ago. They schlepped Rav Steinman to a whole bunch of communities in Europe to give the V'chizik B'Zairus to some of the new up-and-coming from communities in Europe. So they schlepped them to Gibraltar, and they schlepped them to Odessa, and they schlepped them to Berlin. So I happened to know that he was in Berlin because I was there the day before. If I would have known that I would be there, he was coming the next day, I would have extended my ticket. But I couldn't. I tried to extend my ticket that day to stay for the extra day that Steinman was going to be there. But the only way for me to extend my ticket, I would have missed my youngest daughter's sitter party or something. So it was a toss between seeing Rav Steinman and being at the Breuer sitter party. So if I would have asked Rav Steinman, there's no question in my mind what he would have told me to do. Go to my daughter's sitter party, and that's exactly what I did. So I missed the opportunity to be with the girl Lador. That's what I'm sure he would have said. Chinecha banam and banas is more important. But I was there talking the day before in Berlin when Rav Steinman was coming. I didn't know it when I came to Berlin. But I found out when I got to Berlin a couple of days earlier that Rav Steinman was coming the day after I was going to leave, because there was a big sign up all around the yeshivas in Berlin. All the yeshivas. The one yeshiva in Berlin, all around the shul, all around. There's a big hazah, kokaire. I had come to Berlin for a week to say shiurim, and I brought Rabbi Shechter together. We had gone together to say shiurim. And Rav Steinman was coming the following day, not part of the YU program. But the Kokiris didn't quite understand that. So all the big signs plastered throughout the entire city said that through Kavod LaTorah, three Gedolei Olam are coming to share words of Divrei Torah, the Chizuk, to the community of Berlin. To Kavod LaTorah, Arlen Steibin, Rav Tzvi Schechter, and yes, Rav Tzvi Sobolovsky. I was on the same flyer as Rav Steinman. I kid you not. I couldn't have even taken a picture of it because I don't think my phone was up to date even. I don't think my phone could take pictures back in those days, so I do not have a picture of it. If anyone happens to know who in Berlin has that picture, please let me know. It would have been a collector's item. But yes, it really did say the three of us. But on that wonderful trip with Rav Steinman, so he flew apparently to Gibraltar, and as he was flying over Gibraltar, so the pilot of his private jet, it's this fellow from Muncie, actually lent his plane to this event. So the pilot was told by one of the gaboyim on the plane to maneuver the plane in such a way that Rav Steinman could see the Atlantic and the Mediterranean at the same time. Because that's the only place in the world you can see the Atlantic Ocean, and that's where they meet. So if you fly right over the Rock of Gibraltar, so you could see the two, and then you can make Asas Yabagol holidays. The Machlekes of Rishonim, whether you say Asas Yabagol on the Atlantic or on the Mediterranean. So the only way to be Yitzhak Deshneim is when you fly over Gibraltar. So they said, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Fly over. I'm sure Shimon is going to love it. Kachava. They turned the plane around a little bit, maneuvered around, changed the flight plan to fly to the Asis of a Gondol. We've been waiting for 2,000 years to make this bracha l'chaladeus. And somebody tapped on Shimon, and they said to him, Rebbe, you can say Shasim of a Gondol l'chaladeus now. You're over Gibraltar. And the way the story goes is, Shimon's response was, I'm in the middle of a tesis. You're hacking me a China with Shasas Yama Gobel. That's Psachim of Zayim. I'm listening, I'm reading a tesis in Yavobah, Shahakami would be a chomitz, but why do I believe over the daily? So the Bryce is a Zechet Shabbos for Echid Yontif. So the Gemara is the Kash, Echid Yontif? Yontif means Pesach. Pesach is Mivad L'chomitz, really, it's the Achaz Mani Surah. And everybody knows you can't Mivad L'chomitz, Achaz Mani Surah. So stay tuned, everybody, say tomorrow to why that Gemara is so pivotal. So we got a little sidetrack with the Steinman story, but still could I hear it. Hopefully, Bet Shem tomorrow will pick up where the Shabbos Ayyes looked at this Gemara and turned the world upside down because of this Gemara. Bet Shem tomorrow will continue.